right to you. Got it on KHUM. We are 33 minutes after 8 o'clock. No, after 7 o'clock. We're close. I know it was one of those things. Anyway, it is 33 minutes after 7 o'clock. And joining me here in studio, we've got Rose from the Breast Health Project and Jeff, who is going to be doing some singing. Right?
Yeah.
Along with the Palat...
Sort of.
The La Palatinas.
La Patinas.
La Patina. Okay, I was close. See, close, that is the word of the day.
Good morning.
Close.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you bet. So before we get into this event, Rose, why don't you explain what the Breast Health Project is
sure.
all about?
Uh-huh. The Breast Health Project is a local grassroots organization. We were formed 16 years ago in Arcata. We're still there. We help people with breast and gynecologic cancer, or if people are facing a cancer diagnosis, or if they just are looking for women's health care and don't have health insurance, we're a mm-hmm. great place to contact.
Yeah, I've known several people who have been helped by you guys. You're really a wonderful treasure in the community.
Really, I agree. Pretty special.
Pretty special.
Yeah.
And speaking of special, there's a special event that Jeff came to our house, recorded a PSA for. We've been playing this. Let's hear about it, Jeff. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to be doing it at the Sewell Gallery in downtown Eureka Saturday night. The band I'm in, La Patinas, and the Spin Drifters, a great acoustic trio that does a variety of things, from kind of jazzy things to the Dead and folk. We're going to start at 7:30. The Spin Drifters will play first for about a set, and then the band I'm in, it's a six-piece band, and I will come up and do music and stories. We used to do stories and music all the time. Now we've kind of become a regular band, and we played the lager and the brewery, things like that, and we actually don't get a chance to do the stories, kind of the original idea.
Because that's your thing. You're a storyteller.
Yeah, storyteller.
That's what you
sure.
do.
And play guitar.
Yes.
So now we get a chance in this setting that's much more quiet and listening crowd instead of a honky-tonk kind of scene. you're going to get a chance to do it. And so, you know, really happy to do it for the Breast Health, because Breast Health... 80% of the money's local, and Rose, as she's told me, and I've kind of got educated a little bit mm-hmm. on this, is that they're not really they don't get money from national breast
right.
organizations. Is that right,
That's
Rose?
That's correct, right. Right, not from, there. Some of the larger organizations are like the Komen Foundation, even American Cancer Society, we're happy to, we mm-hmm. partner with
sure.
them, but we don't get funding from them.
Mm-hmm. Don't get anything.
No.
So 80% comes from, like your events, you have you have trips to Hawaii, you
right,
know, and then
uh-huh.
you have the 10% for different stores donate
right.
each day.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Fall concert with Dr. Cobb.
Yeah, yeah, Luther Cobb is a great concert pianist.
Yes, uh-huh. So we do fundraising all year long, so it's so helpful to have fundraisers like this where people are really pitching in and
yes.
doing a lot of it for us. So thank right. you so much.
Yeah, I had a friend. I worked at Eureka City Schools. I had a credential, and I became a substitute. And there was a woman who worked in the office named Kathy Utterback. And she was like the benign Wizard of Oz. and you know, she was someone who had to schedule all the substitute teachers, which was a very chaotic thing because Eureka
yeah.
City Schools is a lot of schools. So at 7:30 in the morning, she would start making the calls, trying to fill in all the
wow.
holes. And she was such a wonderful person. We became good friends. She used to come to my shows, and we used to talk a lot. But she got breast cancer at about 45 years of age and passed away last summer. So this was the reason in my mind why I approached Rose, because I knew all about the breast health because I'd worked mm-hmm. with her at KHSU, and then walked in and said to her one day, I want to do something. She said, what do you want to do?
Uh-huh.
I said, I want to do some event for you guys. And Rose said, you know, the event's one thing and the money's one thing, but the actual to get out in the community mm-hmm. and be able to talk about what they do
mm-hmm.
is bigger than any kind
Absolutely.
Of dollar amount.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is, this is one of those things that touches nearly every family
yes.
in the country. I mean, it's like, it's that big.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge.
It's huge. I mean, we all have known someone in our own family who's gone through it or is going through it. You know, a very good friend of mine was diagnosed with breast cancer at quite a young age, 17 years ago, and was not given much of a chance to survive, but she did. I mean, that was fantastic. It was You know, and good organizations like this. She doesn't live in this area, but she had some good organizations in her area that really helped. Mm-hmm. And right now, unfortunately, it has reoccurred, and she's going through it again after 17 years. But
I have a first cousin who's going through it again, too, back in Wisconsin. And so I know it's not a good thing, but boy, when you have support.
Yeah, having support like this organization really helps.
It does help. It's amazing the difference it makes for people. I see people coming in the doors, and you know, you can tell they're really scared. And when they leave, they're much more relaxed. Then they say, "Thank you, Noah. I know the next step I'm going to take." They don't need to know the end of the process. Even just the next step is a huge help to deal with the fear.
And and the interesting thing is, as common as breast cancer is, you know, when someone's going through it, they kind of feel alone.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is the support is really such a helpful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely. And again, this this event is going to be happening at the Sewell Gallery. And thanks for helping us pronounce that. I was like, how do you pronounce that?
Sewell like Jewel is what
that's
they told
right.
me.
And I was like, it looks like Sewell.
And it's a wonderful place that they opened it up to us, and I really thank them for that.
It's located at 423 Ash Street. What's the nearest cross street for that?
Just 5th, and between 5th and 4th on F, and it's right behind the Arkley.
Okay. I can now picture it in my mind. It's coming up on Saturday, March 9th, 7:30, Sewell Gallery, stories and songs. It's Jeff DeMarc and La Patinas and the Spindrifters.
Right. Tickets at Wildberries, The Works, Breast Health, and also at the Sewell Gallery.
Excellent.
And tickets are $10.
Oh, yeah, right. We probably should mention that.
Right.
Yeah, we're only going to have about 80 seats. We're trying to make it so it's fairly intimate because it's got very high ceilings, and we don't want to have tons of people. So it'd be nice if people bought in advance, which doesn't always happen in Humboldt County.
Sure.
Because rushing in the door.
But probably
there are tickets in advance.
Probably not a bad idea considering the size of the venue.
Yes, exactly.
If you really want to go to this thing and support breast health, get your tickets in advance.
Yes. Thank you very much for having us down here.
Absolutely. And best of luck, and sounds like a great show.
Thanks a lot.
It's going to be great.
All righty. Thank you both for coming in. Do appreciate it. It is 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Let's get back to the tunes. This is Paul Simon.